discussing the worlds of Kesef Kinyan and Kesef Piraon, and pointed out that Ishus clearly is Kesef Kinyan, Nezikin Lechora is Kesef Piraon, and that perhaps would explain why we need more than one drasha. But that is assuming that Eved Ivri would also be Kesef Kinyan, similar to Ishus. And we pointed out that may be a machlokus between Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosus Reed. Correct? That's where we left off? Okay. Just to complete the topic, since we're speaking about Kesef Kinyan and Kesef Piraon, and again, within our sugya, we're going to stress Kesef Kinyan. No one views Ishus, no one views the fact that you give a woman a ring, that's her value. That's certainly not. But within the world of Kesef Piraon, I just wanted to point out that the Achronim relate to two types of Kesef Piraon. And here I gave you Rav Uchenstein's terminology last time, that Rav Uchenstein used the two Hebrew words that are very similar in terms of their root, chov and chova. We would translate chov as a debt, and we would translate chova as an obligation. And yitachen, that when we find that the Torah creates a situation of payment, of piraon, paying back a value, sometimes the context, sometimes the framework is going to be one of a chov, and sometimes the framework is going to be one of a chova. And that's what was pointed out both by Machne Ephraim in his context and by the Reb Chaim in his context. The Machne Ephraim speaks about the fact that we have two parashios, both of which are dealt with in Baba Kama. We have the world of Nezikin, that's the first half of Baba Kama, and the world of Gezel and Gneiva, the second half of Baba Kama. Both of these, there is a requirement to pay at least a keren, let's leave aside any payments of kefil, etc. And yet, the standards of payment are different. That in the world of Gezela, we have a concept of kol ha-gazlanim mishalmim kishat ha-gezela. If, let's say, you stole a car, and at the time that you stole the car was worth $10,000, and now when you were caught and you have to pay it back, now there's a sale on cars, and it's worth only $5,000, or maybe the car appreciated, and now it's worth $15,000, and the car is not there. The car was you totaled the car. You have to pay for the car that you stole and you totaled. So the halacha is kol ha-gazlanim mishalmim kishat ha-gzela. But in the world of Nezikin, how do you pay back? If let's say you break someone's window, how do you pay back? You pay back the market price now of the window. Why should that be? I mean, these are both chiyuvim in the Torah. They're both of them are paying keren. So Machne Ephraim explains, mi shehizik shum chefetz mechavero, hayashave ba'osa shalach hamish achar kach b'shasa piraon huzal, eno shala arba kama chayev l'shlume, l'gabe gzeila kaimon chayev l'shalim chamisha kamo shayev b'shasa gzeila. Eni achol liftar atzmo, afilu lahachzir kli acher kamo shegazal. You just can't give back another object. If the same object is there, then you return the object. But if the object, that's a mitzvah hashava. But if the object is not there, and you have to pay tashlumin, so we have a rule. Kol gazlanim mishalmim kishas hagzela. Kein shegazal. V'ikla medak dafk gabi gazlan havihachi mishum degali kra. Kein shegazal. Avo mazik efshir shechazi kishiyachzir kli acher kamo shehizik. Afo gav dahashta eno shave kol kach kidamei ikara. What's behind over here this distinction? What, you know, he's using the terminology I have on the board. Which of these is a chov and which of these is a chova? Okay, so what is the chova? What is the obligation in the zikin? To replace the object, right? Now, you broke a window, you have to replace a window. How do you replace a window? By the market value of now. That's how you're going to replace the window. In other words, when you're a mazik, you have a chiyuv to replace. When you steal something, there's no chova, there's no obligation to replace. There is a chov, there is a debt. the moment that you steal something, there is a debt of returning that which you stole from at the time that you stole it. The act of stealing created a debt. That debt is a set amount of money. It doesn't change. It's not a question of replacement. Nezikin is an inyan of replacement. You're obligated to replace. In terms of gzela, you create a debt. You either have to return the object itself, harei shechalaf anecha, or you have a debt of paying, kol gazlan and misham and kishat hagzela. Okay? These are both kesef piraon, but they're two manifestations of the concept of piraon. With that, we can understand the Rambam and its answer, the Rambam from the question of the Raivin. The Rambam, Chofer Besada Chaveiro Borot Shichin Umaros Vehifsida. What realm are we talking about over here? If you were, where would this Rambam be found, aside from Hilchos Toin Venitan, where it's brought because of the world of Shua? Where should it be found? In which dinim? This is Nezikin. Your Mazik Karka. Your Mazik Karka. We have a principle that Karka ain't an Nigzela. You can't steal Karka. Karka be Mekoma Omed. But you can be Mazik Karka. Chofer B'sei Chavera Bo'er Shichun Amoros Yivsida. Harei Yuchayev L'Shalem. Bein Tano Shechafar Vu Omer Lo Chafarti O Tano Shechafar Shtayim Hu Omer Lo Chafarti Ela Achat O Yishayisham Edechot Shechafar Omer Lo Chafarti. Harei Zeh Nishba Heset Al Hakol. Namely, what is the Rambam paskening over here? Even in a situation where we have a motive ben miktas, even in a situation where we have an eid echad, that classically these two scenarios bring about a shvuah min haTorah, but over here there's no shvuah min haTorah. Why is there no shvuah min haTorah? Because ein nishban ala karkos. We have a rule: karka is exempt from the world of shvuah. Okay, that's fine. Comes on the Raivin and says, just a minute. How do we view a person? Adam, Hukash, Lekarka. And yet we find that if you're Mazik, a person, what we call Chabala, that then there is a parsha, Mida Oraisa, of being Nishba. Hasagos Nirin Hadvarim, Datatam, Etzari, Chetvao, Lamalo Sachafius, Lahashvo Sachatseros. Im Tevao, and when would we say, according to the Ravid, that there is no Shvua? Only if what you are doing is filling in the holes. But if you're asking for a piraon, I claim you broke both of my arms, and you say, no, I only broke one of your arms. And then in that situation, there is a shvua of moda b'miktas. Hayne mishum d'harayved mashbe chavolas adam v'nizkei karka, travayu ein aguf andin shvua, rak al tashlum min chayev l'shalem. So, l'chora, the Ravid, is correct. In other words, that's because we find the Rambam himself paskin that way. The Rambam in Perek Beis Yochos Nara Besula, Amr lo anasta oti, omer lo ki ela pititi, hareze nishba shvuas ha-torah, demei ha-tsar, u-meshalem boshes u-pegam. So we see that the tashlumim of Chabala, Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shevet, and Boshet, there is a concept of Moda B'miktas, Pasakara Menishba Mohen Shvua Satara, Vekosha Hahavyan Dimei Karka, Ein Nishbon Alei Modas HaRambam. Namely, the Rambam appears to be Soser himself. It's not just a question of the Ravid, that the Rambam, but the Rambam himself should be consistent. Namely, that if we have, that when you pay Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Shevas, and Boshas, and there's a machlokas how much you should pay, and you're a motive and miktas, then you nishba shvua da'oraisa. In a parallel situation in terms of the nizke karka, the Rambam says there's only a shvua hesed. The same principle applies that we compare an adam to karka, and either shvua should apply to both, or shvua should apply to neither. The Ravid assumes that shvua should apply to both. Because the moment that the person and the karka are being turned into money, you're being nishba on money. You're not being nishba on the person. You're not being nishba on the karka. The Rambam distinguishes. In what way would the Rambam distinguish? Simply, you can figure out, Reb Chaim will get the board. Which, in other words, where do we have a chov and where do we have a chova, and what difference should that make? Again, previously, we saw a distinction between Nezikin and Gezel. Nezikin is a chova to replace. The Gezel is a chov. And Nafkamina was, which standard do you use? Do you pay at the value of Meikara, or do you pay at the value of Hashta? Do you pay Kishasa Gzela, or do you pay from now? Here, we have a similar issue between Nezek and Chabala. And the Nafkamina is, do we have a Shvua de Oraisa, or do we have a Shvua de Rabbana? No, Ari, how would you put in the missing pieces? We already basically did it, because Nezikin we know. What is Nezikin? What is Nezikin in the terms of these two? Which is Nezikin? No, Yisrael, what did you say? Right, Nezikin is a chova to replace. So if you damage karka, your basic chov is to replace the karka. If you want to, instead of going there with a shovel and filling in the dirt, you can pay. But what is the payment? The payment is the fulfillment of your chov of replacing karka. Once we're dealing with karka, al karka, there's no shvua de oraisa. So the moment that we're dealing with a chova, with an obligation of replacement, when the payment serves as the value, so we're talking about the karka. The karka doesn't lend itself to a shvua midoraisa. But in the world of chovel, you break someone's arm. Are you responsible to replace his arm? An arm is irreplaceable. You take out someone's eye, right? That's the whole concept of ayin tachas ayin mamon. Namely, what happens when you injure a person? What are you chayav? You are chayav a chov. You are chayav a debt of paying nezek. We take this person, you know, if he would have been on a block of an auction block with his arm, without his arm, tsar, we have a way of being mesha'er. Nezek tsar, ripui, shevet, boshet. I didn't give out anything yet. Nezek tsar, ripui, shevet, boshet. All of these are chovot. These are debts that a person incurs. You can't replace tsar. You can't replace boshet. How are you going to replace boshet? It's not something that's replaceable. So then when you are paying, the payment has nothing to do with the person. When you're paying for karka, you're paying to replace karka. Replacing karka, the Einish fine, ala karkos. That's what we speak about over there as the chova. However, when we're dealing with the world of Nezikin, it's a chov. It's a chov. When we're dealing with the chabala, chabala, injuring a person is creating a chov. Five different payments. There are five debts that I owe. It's not involved over here of replacing. It's not a question of filling in the missing. There's nothing in Boshes. There's nothing missing. In Shevet, there's nothing missing. On the level of missing Shevet, paying him for when he couldn't work, that's a grumma. There's no obligation to pay grumma. But what we have over here, five payments. That's what Reb Chaim explains. That's the keta in Reb Chaim. Shigzeras hakasim b'chabalos yischai b'tashlumen af below nezik mamon. Not replacing anything. We have chiyuve tashlumim in terms of the chovot. So in terms of these two categories, nezek, we have an obligation. Nafgamina, mishalem, kidahashta. You pay what we call current market value, because you have to replace it. Similarly, in Nezek, since you're dealing with replacing, so Al-Karka, Lo Nishva'im, because you're replacing the Karka. And Karka doesn't lend itself to a Shvua. However, both in the world of Chov, we have Gezel, that the moment you steal, you create a debt, Kol HaGazlan Misham Kishas HaGzela. And we have over here chovel. The moment that you injure someone, now you have a debt of nezek, tsar, ripui, shevet, boshet. You have these debts. And these debts have nothing to do with the fact that the person is a person. You're not chayv to replace the person. And therefore, on these debts, we have the nafkamina of mishalem kedemei ikara. You pay the debt that you incurred. The Nishba in Mida Oraisa. Because you're not Nishba on the money. I'm saying because you're Nishba on the money, right? That you're Nishba on the mama, and you're not Nishba on the object that was injured. The object that was injured, that's simply generated a chov. What you're Nishba in is on the chov. the chova over here is to replace the object. So if the object were your nishba on that object, your mazik metaltalin, then nishba. If your mazik karka, then lo nishba. Okay? So these are simply that within the world of kesef piraon, we have these two worlds, right? And we find the same chakira, the same, both in the Machne Ephraim. He says it from a theoretical standpoint, and Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, at least this is the Rambam's understanding of Chovel. Yitachein, the Ravid, disagrees. The Ravid says that in Niske Karka, there should also be Shvua. The Ravid says that in the world of Nezikin, we can have two tracks. You can choose. If you decide to replace the object, then ein nishboim. If you decide to pay money, then already nishboim. According to the Ravid, we have two tracks within the world of Nezikin, but within the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, we have this one track, and it's very consistent. Yes? Yeah, Yaakov.
I was trying to understand what exactly the Ravid's question on the Rambam was that you should have to make a shvua, since if you're paying back money, it's not kark anymore, it's now...
Yeah,
money.
Exactly. That's his question.
The Rambam would answer.
So the Rambam would answer, that's when you're paying a debt, but not when you are fulfilling an obligation. When you're paying a debt, then you're paying money qua money. When you are fulfilling an obligation, then the money serves to replace the object. And so if the object doesn't lend itself to a shvua, the money that replaces the object doesn't lend itself to a shvua. Okay? This is all business. Okay? That's the end of last year. Seder? Questions? Okay. Now let's learn Gemara. Okay, we haven't learned Gemara for a while, like since last year. Okay, so let's learn some Gemara. Gemara says, okay, I'll just give out two things. Firstly, this. Thank you. These are Amar Makomos for next year. Okay. So and these. And this simply would help to have in front of you. In terms of this. Okay, sorry. If you don't mind, Yisrael. Everyone have? Does everyone have? Yeah. Okay, just a word about the Mar Makomos in case I forget at the end of Shir. I simply focused that we will continue in the Gemara, as you see, and we're going to concentrate on the bottom Tosfos, the Tosfos that goes from a Beis on the Beis to Gimel Mad Aleph, that we're going to concentrate on that Tosfos. And there are two Achronim who deal with the concepts that are mentioned in that Tosfos, within the first half of Tosfos. One of them is Reb Chaim, that we have an awareness of. And the other is the Toras Zeroyim. The Toras Zeroyim is a very, very beautiful sefer by a rav named Rav Avram Peremchik, who was a Talmud of the Briska Rav here in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote two svarim, one on Brachos and one on Seder Zeroyim. They're both beautiful, beautiful, beautiful svarim. My humble, humble, humble opinion. And he passed away Aryeh Peremchik. He passed away at a very young age, unfortunately. So those are only two svarim that we have of his. They're both in the Beis Medrash. But since there's only one copy of it, so I focused that it. It's the Rambam. I assume you can get a hold of, right? And Tosfos and Brachos and Tosfos Shana. Those you can find. But so I photostat it on the page. The order in which you should learn it should be first to learn the Reb Chaim, and then to look at the Toras Zeroyim, the Seder. Okay, that's for next time. Okay, so let's see the first sugya of the Gemara, and again we'll try and see it through the eyes that we set up, at least the potential frameworks that we set up within the understanding the concept of Haisha Niknes Bekesef. Haisha Niknes, ask the Gemara, Maishna Hacha the Tana Haisha Niknes and Maishna Hasam the Tana Haisha Mekadesh. We have two prakim, And we're, at this point, we're not getting involved in whether we're dealing with the man or the woman as a subject, but we're dealing with the verb. Why does the verb switch itself from kinyan to kiddushin between the first perek and the second perek? And so the Gemara answers, Mishum tekabay lemisnei kesef. Because in the first perek, we mentioned the means and kesef, the kesef menole, and this is again a sugya we're going to see later on Daf Gimel of the days, where the Gemara asks the question, as Rashi points out. The summary of it is Gamar kicha kicha b'stei Ephraim. After going through the limud from Amma Ivriya, the Gemara comes to a hekesh, kicha 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 b'stei Ephraim, ksiv hacha kicha chishisha, ksiv hasan hasi kesef asada, kach mimeni. And even though the kichot are relating to different items, that the kicha by b'stei Ephraim relates to the money, and the kicha in the world of Ishus relates to the Isha, but we find the same phrase, and therefore we learn that a woman can be mekudeshet with the means of money. Again, according v'kicha ikri kinya, d'chsiv asada asher kana Avraham, inami sados bekesef yiknu. Therefore, tani ha'isha niknes. Okay, so the Gemara over here points out that the phrase kinyan is used in the first Mishnah in order to give us a connection to the source of kinyan kesef, where we have the concept of kinyan. What we pointed out, again, just as a reminder, is that the Taz understood the concept of kinyan by a woman as having a degree of acquiring. Right, kinyan kesef, similar to a field, something is being acquired. Mashen came the sma understood it, he could very well have understood it purely as a symbolic act of ishus without any acquisition at all. Right, and we pointed out that lechora is a machokus between Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Svarad, that we saw that the Tosas Harash in Ksuvus, Tosus himself to a certain degree in Ksuvus, Tosus in Gitin, speak about a woman being acquired by the husband, that she is parallel, there's this act of acquiring, and in terms of the world of Mazal Bogaram, in terms of the concept of Chashin and Leziyuf, we compare the world of Ishus to the world of Mamanos. Masha'en Ken Chachmi Svarad made no such comparison. They said, Isha Eina Mamono Shel Baal. We have two different worlds. In other words, this is a world of Ishus. This is a world of Mamonos. The two don't touch one another. So when it says over here, Tni Ha'isha Niknes, according to the Taz, we have over here Niknes literally, that there's an act of acquiring. According to the Sma, Niknes is a borrowed term. It doesn't mean acquired. It means that she is married. But we use the phrase Niknes because we're using Kesef as the means of creating this Ishus. So the Gemara then asks, V'nisne hasam ha'ish kone? So why not be consistent in the Mishnayos? Why was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, why did he switch horses between Perek Aleph and Perek Beis? So Meikara Tani Lishna de Oraisa. Ulabasov Tani Lishna Durabanan. That as we saw in the Torah, it speaks about Kicha. And Kicha is the source of Kesef. And Kesef it speaks about Kinyan. So we're calling that the Lishna de Oraisa. Masha Enken Rabbanan, they always use the language of Mekudeshet. Umay Lishna de Rabbanan. What did Rabbanan mean to imply by their Lashon of Mekudeshet? The Asar La Akulei Alma Ke Hekdesh. The Asar La Akulei Alma Ke Hekdesh. Let's put this through the prism of the Sma and the Taz. Let's put this through the prism of the Sma and the Taz. Instead of talking in the air, let's look over here at Tosfos. Okay? The Osar La Akulei Alma Kehekdesh. What bothered Tosfos with this concept that the concept of Kedushin, basically, that the term Kedushin relates to the Isurim that accompany the world of Ishus. Right? And in the world of Ishus, we have two things that Lachor are taking place. That this woman becomes married to X, and she becomes usher to the entire world to Y. Right? And Kedushin relates to the latter, to the Iser on the world. What bothered the Tosfos over here? A little less conceptual, a little more prosaic.
What Hekdesh is usher to the world, but she's mutter to...
Again, even much, much more simpler. What does the husband say to his wife when he wants to marry her? Hareya mekudeshet li. If the word kedushin means isur, so what is he saying to her? Hareya tasur li? I mean, in other words, the Gemara says, what's the lashon derabanan? De asar la. That the word, that asar la, like hekdesh, right? Asar la, like hekdesh. That when he says mekudeshet, he's saying that we're dealing with something which is asar. So Tosfos is bothered. Hareya mekudeshet li, this phrase, klomar. You have to reinterpret the phrase. Klomar is always a word that we're taking it in a non-literal sense. Lihyot li, haret mekudeshet lihyot li. Namely, that the ikar is the li. I am making you lihyot li. I'm making you li, mine. How I'm making you mine? Mekudeshet. Mekudeshet la'olam bishvili. Kamo, haret he mekudashim l'shamayim, lihyot l'shamayim. That I am making you mekudeshet on the world, in order that you will be mine. Right? In other words, that the ikar over here is I want you to remain mine. So I am making you remaining mine by asering you on the entire world, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. In other words, if you interpret mekudeshet, I am consecrating you, I am making you holy, right? And that's wonderful, but that's not what the Gemara says. Gemara over here doesn't speak about kedushin as a language of kedusha. The Gemara speaks over here, kedushin is a language of kehekdesh, asur. We're dealing over here with something which is forbidden. So, hareya mekudeshet li, I am forbidding you that you will remain mine. I am forbidding you on the world that you will remain mine. Okay? Kamo, hareya mekudashim lashamayim, I am making this asur on the world that they will be lashamayim. That's the first perish in Tosfos. And then Tosfos says, however, pashta de milsa, no. Pashta de milsa is that we're misinterpreting the Gemara. The Gemara over here is a result. What does Kedushin mean? Pashta de Milsa mekudeshetli means miuchedetli, mizumenetli. Does this ring a bell in your ears of a perush that we saw on a totally, totally different pasuk in a totally different context? Miuchedet, mizumenet. Who used this terminology? This is the Rashba's Kedesha. This is the Ravid's Kedesha. Right? The Kedesha of the Ravid is miyuchedet u'mezumenet lisnut. That she is set aside for this purpose. So says Tosfos, the word kadosh means miyuchedet u'mezumenet. It means that we're dealing over here with something which is being which is being set up for a purpose. So the Kedesha's purpose, lo aleinu, is to be a prostitute. To over here, he says, Hareya mekudeshet li, you are miyuchedet u'mezumenet li. You are set aside for me. Right? Then it fits in. There's no, in other words, Hareya miyuchedet li. Li is the result of the miyuchedet. You're being miyuchedet for me. So I just pointed out to you that we find this meaning already elsewhere in the Torah. If you look on the source sheet that I gave you, there's a pasuk before Mamad Har Sinai. V'yom Hashem al Moshe, Lech el Ha'am, V'kidashtam Hayom U'machar V'chipsu Sivlehem. Right? We have the Shloshet Yemei Hagbala. And we're saying, Lech el Ha'am, V'kidashtam. No, you're Aryeh Kaplan. You're JPS. How do you translate V'kidashtam? So look at Unkelus. V'yomer Hashem, Amar Hashem le Moshe, Ezio Levat Ama, go to the people, V'tazmininun. Tazmininun. What do you do for them? What do you tell them? designate them, prepare, in other words, that they are set aside yoma dein umachar, that this will be, these days will be for them to set themselves aside, to make them miyuchedet u mizumenet, right? That they will be set aside and prepared for Ma'amad Har Sinai. Okay, so then, if that's what, so what's the Gemara then saying? If mekudeshet li means miyuchedet li muzumenet li, right? So then the Tosas continues. Mihu im haya omer talit zo mekudashli ein nira sheyoil de gabi isha b'meshe mityachedet lihiot lo hi neeseret lakol avol bikikar v'talit lo shayach lemeimar hachi. Namely, that the way that Tosas says, what Tosas is saying is that really, how did the isurim come about via? Via her being designated, via her be'etzem being when he acquires her, then she is unique to him, and that brings about isurim. Masha'en Cain, if you were to acquire a talis, you couldn't use the phrase mekudash, because by acquiring the talis, there are no isurim that are created. What is created when you acquire the talis? There is a potential of an isur. When I acquire a talus, right? So what potential Ezer am I creating?
Gezel.
Right? That if someone were to take this from me, since I acquired it, he'd be over in Gezel. That's in potential. But there's nothing there currently. Masha'en Cain, when I make something hektesh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquires it, and that creates Isurim. So when I'm the Kadesh and Isha, I acquire her, and the Isurim come about Memela. Namely, that Tosis over here is sort of lishitato. If you recall, Tosis agreed with the Taz that Kinyan implies a certain degree of acquiring. So where does Kedushin fit in? So Tosis says that when I acquire her, when she is Mekudash and she is Mezumenet Li, when she is set aside for me, then the Isurim are chal on her memela. It's like we have two sides of a coin. That the Isurim are chal with the acquiring. That it's really, in other words, but it starts off harat mekudeshetli, again within the pashta de milsa of Tosos. Mekudeshet really means I'm acquiring you. But what it implies is that within this kedushin there is also a level of Iser. By your belonging to me, by my acquiring you, you are now us or in the world. That's not in every acquiring. When I acquire a talis, there's no Iser. Lehefech. In other words, I acquire a talis, now it's mine. If someone in the Beis HaMikdash wants to borrow it, he can borrow it, right? There's no, I can lend it to him, in other words, etc. I can't lend my wife to someone. I can't have my wife being borrowed by someone. Namely, in the act of acquiring a wife, we have a unique situation of Isurim. So Rabbanon, rather than use the phrase Kinyan that relates to the acquiring, use the phrase Kedushin that relates to the Isurim that accompany the acquiring. Okay? This is all within Tosfos, Taz, etc. If the Ramban were to read this Gemara, how would the Ramban learn the Gemara? How would the Sma learn the Gemara? Tani Haisha Niknes. Right, v'nisni hasam ha'ish kone meikara tani lishna de oraisel v'sof tani lishna de rabbanon my lishna de rabbanon de osar la'akulei amaka hekdesh. In other words, according to the Sma, according to the Ramban, what is this process of giving a pruta to a woman? What is the process? Is it a process of acquiring and along with the bailus come isurim, or what's the alternative? How did we understand the concept of kinyan? We said, according to the Sma, it's a borrowed term. That really, what does kinyan mean? What are we creating over here? We're creating one chativa, one unit of marriage, of ishus, of a relationship. And that relationship, in and of itself, means she's mutera to me and she's asura to the world. Namely, it's not two stages. That first we acquire harei mekudeshetli, and then the isurim are chal. That's the way Tosfos learns it. So the Doraisa dealt with the process, and the Drabanan dealt with the result. According to Chachmei Svarot, according to the Sma, the whole concept of Kesef Kinyan is to create ishus. All that there is ishus. All that there is this combination of heter and iser. Look at the Meiri, how he defines the world of niknes. I photostated for you, based on Bechira, Amar Meiri, on the phrase, Ha'isha niknes, klomar. Again, whenever you have a klomar, you realize that this is, we're not taking the word niknes literally. Tosas took it literally. Niknes means you're being acquired. Klomar, niknes lamekadesh le'inyan shelo yehei acher yochol liskosba, ve'ena niteret l'shum adam od b'chayav ela b'ged. That the niknes over here means we've created ishus. We've created this unit called ishus. And this unit called ishus has within it the heter to the husband and the iser to the rest of the world. It's not... Okay. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha Niknes. The Gemara points out, why do we use this phrase Niknes? Because the Mishnah speaks about Kesef, and Kesef is Kenya. At this point, we saw Asma. Anatas. The Taz says Kesef is Kinyan means that we have a concept of acquisition. We have a concept of Ba'alut to a certain degree. And then when the Gemara says the Mishnah later on begins Ha'ish Mekadesh. So the Gemara says this is Lishna Derabanan. This over here is Lishna Deraisa. With the implication of Asura, Akuleyama. That she's usher on everyone. So Tosos was bothered, where did this Isurim come in? At this point, we're dealing over here, Isha Nikdens on a Daraisa level, she was acquired. So Tosos says we have over here that when we're dealing, this type of acquisition brings about an Isur Akule Alma. We acquire the woman for the person, but as opposed to acquiring a talis where there were no isurim that are created, this acquisition creates an isur. This acquisition creates an isur. However, according to the Sma, kesef kinyan means that we have over here yitzirat ishut. That the phrase kinyan is a borrowed phrase. There's really no kinyan. There's no acquisition. Isha lava manoshaval would create ishut. Ishut by its nature, has within it heter and iser. That's the nature of ishut. So our Mishnah simply stresses the Lishna da'oraisa, the terminology of kinyan. The Mishnah over here talks about the content. In other words, that here we're dealing with terminology, here we're dealing with content. According to the Taz, here we're dealing with one aspect of content, and here we're dealing with a second aspect of content. According to the Sma, ishus, you can't bifurcate. Ishus means that this woman is mutar and usur. If we read the Rambam, how does the Rambam define ishus? Right, when in the Perek Aleph, what we learned. How does the Rambam define ishus? So the Rambam says, Rambam says, "Likuchin elo hima nikroin." Right, likuchin elo mitzvah sasechel Torah. Likuchin elo nikroin kedushin o erusin v'kol makom. Kevan she niknei saisha v'naaseis mekudeshes. Afal pishelo nivalav lo nichnas ala beis bala. Harei hi eishes ish v'avol leachutz mi bala chayav misas bezdin. Namely, that this is well. You could read, but we're not sure whether the Rambam holds like the Sma or the Taz. The Rambam speaks about kevan she niknes, and then. Harehi eshet ish. So you could learn it that it's two stages, like the Taz, or you could learn it that kevan sheniknes harehi eshet ish. This is what ishus means, that we have over here heter and iser. Okay? So the question is simply, When you tell a woman, Hare at Mekudeshetli, according to Tosis, you're saying, I am currently acquiring you. Hare at Yuchedetli, Hare at Mezumenetli. And the moment I acquire you, then you are Aser Akule Alma. According to the Sma, what you are saying is, I am marrying you. And my marriage is this package deal of Heter and Iser. It's all one. It's not as though we have a kinyan, an acquisition, and then an Iser. We have Ishus. Ishus has within it a Heter to me and an Iser to the other, but there's no acquisition at all. We're not dealing over here at all with an acquisition. The term kinyan is a borrowed term from a different realm. Okay? That's l'chora, simply how each of them would read the Gemara. What one could ask, which is, I think, a very valid question, and is dealt with by the Achronim, but we're not learning now Masechet Gittin. The bottom line, according to both of them, both approaches, is that within the world of Ishus, we know that a get breaks Ishus. Okay? Ishus, according to the Taz, has an aspect of Ba'alut and an aspect of Iser. What exactly is the get doing? Is the get breaking the Ba'alut and then the Iser falls off? Or is the get breaking the Iser and then the Ba'alut falls off? What is the power of the get? What's the language of a get? Language of Kedushin is Harei Mekudeshetli. What's the language of a get? Any takers? Hareyat Muteret L'Kol Adam. Hareyat Muteret. Right? So, according to the Sma, this is beautiful, right? In other words, Hareyat Muteret L'Kol Adam, we are breaking the issues. It's all one. According to the Taz, we're dealing over here. I had an acquisition. The acquisition creates an Iser. The get is matir the Iser, and then the acquisition falls off. Okay, but again, that's a chakira within the world of Gittin. Where this does have relevance, halach lemaisa, namely, we appear to be talking very much in the air, is in terms of the next line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara continues. V'nisni hacha, next line meaning the next semantic unit. V'nisni hacha ha'ish kone, mishum dekabayla misni seifa v'kones atzma bedida, tani nami reisha bedida. V'nisni ha'ish kone umakne, mishum dekamisa sabal, delavihi kamakti. Namely, minashamaya hu dekamakti. Namely, that the husband is not over here playing the role, the woman over here is being niknate, or she is being kone tatzma. V'i ba'it ema, itani kone hava min afilu ba'al korcha, tana ha'isha niknes midaita in shalom midaita lo. Period. That the reason that the Mishnah uses the woman as a subject is that this is taloi in her da'at. Midaita in shalom midaita lo. Look over here in Rashi for an explanation, for a source. I mean, the Gemara is assuming. We also always assume that the woman has to agree, right? That this is the uniqueness of Kedushin as opposed to a get. The get can be Baal Korcha, but Kedushin is... But how do you know that? Torah says, Ki ikach ish isha uba'ala. Where do you see over there any da'at? So the Gilyon Hashas, which normally Masoras Hashas. The Masoras Hashas, which normally... gives us the sources and the parallel sugyas for that which is being brought in the Gemara. Over here, the Gilyon Hashas, where is it in this edition? My goodness. What? Yeah. Hagos Vitzuyunim. Okay. Beseder. Okay. So the Masoras Hashas over here sends us to two Rashis. One Rashi in Yevamos and one Rashi in later down the line in Kedushin. And the two Rashis give two different explanations for how do you know midaita in shela midaita lo. What does Rashi Yevamos say? Ayein Rashi, Zelushan Rashi Yevamos Yutesim Adbeis, Dibra Maschil Kedushin da Alma. That's the Dibra Maschil. The text of Rashi is V'holcha V'hayisa Le'ish Acher Midata Mashma. That the terminology of a woman who was divorced getting remarried is V'holcha V'hayisa, which appears that this is her volition. This is her desire. This is her act. V'holcha V'hayisa. Midaita mashma. That we have, and then Ayein od Rashi lekama mem dalid, dibra maskul kedushin, colon, the midaita, the beinan da'as makne. The beinan da'as makne. Okay, we have over here these two Rashis. One Rashi says that the concept of da'as is gzeras hakasuv, v'holcha v'hayisa, and the other says that it's the principle of da'as makne that we find b'chol ha'Torah kula. No, how does this fit in with our framework? Again, we have this framework that we have these two ways of learning the Gemara. We have the Sma and Chachmei Sfarad. We have the Taz and the Balei HaTosfos. Which of these Rashis fits in with the Sma and Chachmei Sfarad? Which of them fit in with the Taz and Tosfos? Yes, Yaakov.
Taz would probably say that it's das makne, because it's a normal kinyan, just like...
Excellent. The Taz who speaks about kinyan as being literal, we have an acquisition. So, with b'chol ha'Torah kula, when you want to acquire something that requires das makne, this also requires das makne. Get is an exception, right? But the classic kinyan goes about via das makne. We're dealing over with a kinyan. But according to the Sma, there is no kinyan over here. We're creating issues. So how do you know that to create ishus require dasa isha? Gzeres hakasuv. We have gzeres hakasuv that to create ishus, to create this unity of heter and iser, which has nothing to do with the world of kinyanim. So nothing to do with the world of kinyanim. You can't speak about das makne. So we speak about gzeres hakasuv. So over here, this would fit in very nicely with the Rashi and Yevamos, and this would fit in very nicely with the Rashi in Kedusha. But again, okay, so that's a nice distinction. Is there any nachdimina v'halacha? So here, the Rishonim and our sugya, most of them quote a sugya in Baba Basra, which is very, very interesting. But, you know, whereas I think that we have to take it, it's our responsibility to take it to where we want to take it. Okay? Look at the Gemara that I photostated for you. Sorry. Maybe before we see the Gemara. Okay. In other words, just before we see the Gemara, I'll go in the order of that I photostated for you. Before we see the Gemara, we have over here two reasons for Midaita. One is Gzeres HaKosov, and one is Din of Das Makne. There is, however, a third reason, which is found in the Me'iri itself. Look in the Me'iri. Avo Mashi Yotza Lana Linyam Sak, Hu Sha'isha Ina Miskadeshes Baal Korcha. Right? We don't see in the Torah the woman playing a role. In other words, if we don't have any source, then our fallback position would be, well, if we're learning a shtar from get, just like get is Baal Korcha, maybe a woman can be mitkadesh is Baal Korcha. So it says the Ukvar Yadata Shishi Miskresh Baal Korcha. Mikol Makom, says the Me'iri, Ein Ze Sarechkra. We don't need a Gzeres HaKosov, and this has nothing to do with Das Makne. What's the reason, what's the makar that a woman requires Das? The Me'iri says it in seven words. She'im Kain, Lohinachta, Bat La'Avraham Avinu. Period. What is the Me'iri saying over here? How do you know that we need the das of a woman to become mekudeshet? We have a svara. We don't have Gzeres HaKosuv, right? We don't have, we're not learning it out from some other source. It's an internal Svara. Ein Zeh Tzarach Kro. There's no need, right? We have many times in Gemara. Ibo Yisei Makro, Ibo Yisei Masruf, Svara. If you have a Svara, you don't need a Pasuk. Ein Zeh Tzarach Kro. Here we have a Svara. Diyim Kein, Lo Hinachta Bat La Avraham Avinu. What does that mean? Can someone take this this metaphor and give it what and just explain what it means in this context? What's the alternative to a woman? What's the alternative to requiring the woman's das? What would the world look like if we didn't require the woman's das? It would just be a total hefkeros. It would be hefkeros, right? That people, in other words, a woman has to have a degree of self dignity. If she has no choice in terms of who she marries, we're going to force the women to marry. Lohinachta bat Avraham Avinu. You're not giving the Jewish woman any sense of self worth, any sense of dignity. It would just be a world of cavemen. What?
The Rambam's
Kodeh Matan Torah. But even Kodeh Matan Torah, maybe there was someone to protect the woman, maybe, right? But this is simply, this is a Svara Pshuta, according to the Meiri. We have a Svara Pshuta that we need Das Aisha, because the alternative would be Hefkeris, yes?
Regarding arranged marriages in the Jewish world,
yes.
100,
well,
back to 1,000 years.
Or nowadays as well, yes. Yes? Or nowadays, yes. Or nowadays, arranged marriages have not disappeared.
In Jewish world?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yes.
It's not a common thing. I mean, at least.
Depends on where you are. Okay,
but
yes.
I mean, most of the Jews live in America and Israel.
Okay,
saying,
you said yes.
Whether Europe or going back to Central Asia or
yes.
Africa.
Yes.
Well, didn't have a choice also. It was arranged marriage. No. So you married who your parents told you to marry.
We need das. When you're dealing with a katan, when you're dealing with someone below the age of 12, the katan doesn't have das. Then her father's das substitutes for her das. In the world of arranged marriages, the das of the father. That's what the Torah speaks about. That's the biyatzachina main kasev. Ein kasev la'adon seh, aval yesh kasev la'adon acher. That the father, up to the age of 12, that the daughter is considered to be in his charge, and his das substitutes for her das. Once she's already 12, then we have a state of Na'arut, and his das still, Binareha Beis Aviyah, she's still under his das, and then she moves in, when she becomes a Bogeret, she moves into her own das. We need das. We need consent. You know, it's what you're pointing out is that sometimes when a woman is not at an age where she has the ability to consent, so then the father's consent can serve as her consent, but we require das. When the father has consent, that's not called Baal Korcha. Okay, so we have these three reasons. We have the Gzeres HaKosuv, we have Das Makne, and we have this Svara. This Svara, again, fits very, very nicely. You know, it's that once we have the Tziras Ishus, when the Meiri speaks about the package deal. So here we have Rashi Yavamos. It could be Gzeres HaKosuv, and we have the Kra, or it could be the Svara of the Meiri. That also explains over here the Ishus has nothing to do with acquiring. It's not a din of Das Makne. Where does this fit into the halacha? There's a sugya in Baba Basra on Daf Mem Zayin Amar Beis to Mem Ches Amar Aleph. What's the halacha of Talyuhu Vizavin? If someone is being forced, someone is under tremendous amount of coercion to sell something. I have a painting in my house. There's a very wealthy individual in the city. He fell in love with my painting. He's over in Yisrael Velo Tachmod, right? Because he wants it for himself. And he basically pressures me with all sorts of threats, etc., to sell it to him. Clearly, I sold it under pressure. Is that sale valid halachically or not valid halachically? So Rav Huna Paskins, Talyuhu Vizavin, the bottom line is I sold it. I took money for it. Even though I was clearly forced into it, Zvine Zvine. Gemara asks, why? Where is the Das Makne? So the Gemara says, Svarahu. Agav unse gomar umakne, that the moment that I received a payment and I took the payment, even though I didn't want to sell it, but the bottom line is, I had da'at. I had enough da'at to be able to allow it to go through. It wasn't stolen from me. All right, this is what's called the chamsa. Right? The gazlan takes something without paying. The chamsan takes something with paying. Right? And it's certainly the person who's buying it is over an iser of lotachmod, etc. But the bottom line is the sale is valid. I can't go to court later on and say I was forced to sell it. The court will ask me, did you take the money? So I said I had no alternative. If you took the money, agavun say gamar umakne. The Gemara on Daf Memchet Amud Bet asked the question, what about Talyuhu v'Kaddish? What if a woman is coerced into marrying someone? Where there are a million and one scenarios that you could think of, right? In other words, she owed a lot of money, and the only way this person is willing to forgive her debt is if she agrees to marry him. She has a relative who, you know, they're going to take into the army unless she married. Right? A million and one reasons. Talyuhu, it's clear that there was an onus, and this person then gave her a coin and say, Hareya Mekudeshet Likidat Moshe Yisrael, and she had no choice but to accept it. Is that marriage valid or not? That's a machlokes amoroyim. Amemar says, Talyuhu v'kadosh kedushe kedushin. Mar Baravashi says, Be'isha v'adai kedushin lo have. Who asa shalol kahogen? No, there's a difference between the world of kedushin and the world of mecher. In the world of mecher, Talyuhu v'zavin, zvine zvine. In the world of kedushin, Vadai kedushin lo have. Hu asa shelo kahogen. The Gemara continues. Lefikach asu imo shelo kahogen. Afkin rabbanon kedushin minay. That the rabbanon will not allow such a marriage to take place. Okay. From take the meiri. His approach. What, in other words, where lechora would his sympathies be in this Gemara with Amemar or with Mar Baravashi? With Mar Baravashi. This is what the Miri is saying. Im kengo hinachta bat l'Avraham Avinu, hu asa shelo kahogen, l'fisha asu ima shelo kahogen, etc. L'chora, right? What about according to the Taz? What about according to Rashi in Kedushin? Isha midaita debi'inan da'as makna. That lends itself to the comparison to Mecher, right? That lends itself to the Shita of Amemar. If Talyuhu v'zavin zvine zvine, Talyuhu v'kadosh, Kedusha kedushin. It's the same process. Not necessarily, but it lends itself to the fact that we're dealing with a din b'chol ha-Torah kula. What is that? If we have enough das makne in Mecher, and we're viewing that the world of Ishus begins with the means of Mecher, yitachein. If we're dealing with Rashi and Yavamos v'yotze v'hayisa, that we need her volition, then it could be that we need her volition, but then it's like a b'chol ha-Torah kula, or it could be that we need her volition and we have a higher standard of das in the world of Ishus than in the world of Mecher, right? It's a different track. The moment it's a different track, we could have, in other words, that over here, the concept of Afkin Rabbanon Kedushin is not necessarily that we have Kedushin de Oraisa, but we're going to overturn it. But rather, this is not the proper Kedushin. This is not what Chazal had in mind. This is not the Kedas Moshe of Yisrael of Kedushin. These are all open issues, yes? You can't marry a woman shelo midaata, right? And you can't all of a sudden you can't. In other words, you can't give a coin to a woman and she says I don't want it and she'll be mekudeshet to you. But the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about the fact that she accepts the coin. She accepts the coin again for she's under a tremendous amount of coercion. She accepts the coin because otherwise her brother's going to be thrown into prison. She accepts the coin because otherwise she's going to have to pay $1 million that she borrowed. She accepts the coin. In other words, it's clearly against her better judgment, but it's not Baal Korcha. It's not Baal Korcha. She's anus. She's anusa. She's under pressure. So the question is, how do we view the pressure? So in the world of Mecher, we say the bottom line is, according to Rav Huna, passing like Rav Huna, Talyuhu v'zavin zvina zvina. Question, what about Talyuhu v'kaddish, when she's under pressure? So that's a machlokas amaroim, a machlokas amemar and marva ravashi. So I pointed out that yitachein, if we view this as a world of acquisition, and it's a din of das makna, so if we have enough das makna for mecher, yitachein, we have enough das makna for kedusha. But if the source of dat over here is a svar of shelo yibnos Yisrael hefker, or if the source is a gzeras hakosuv of a yotza v'hayisa, yitachein, what we're saying is that we have over here a higher level of das, a greater independence on the part of the woman. We have a greater need for her l'chatchila agreement, not just a b'dievet agreement, and that would bring us to Eina Mekudeshet. Okay? Adkan, in terms of what we were talking about, that this can certainly fit into our framework, that those who learn like Tosos and the Taz will take it in one direction, those who learn like the Sma and the Ramban would take it in the other direction, and the two Lashonos of Rashi would be very nice, and the Meiri has his own Svara, which will take him in his direction. The question which Rishonim raised, which is not at all on the page, but once we're dealing with all of this, is what about the husband? What if the husband is being coerced into marriage? Again, pressured into marrying. And the husband is under pressure to say, Harei Mekudesh Likidat Moshe V'Yisrael. So here, we have let's look at the Meiri. And then we'll come back. V'im Ansu Esa'ish. V'Kidesh. Again, parallel to Talyuhu V'Kaddish by the woman, Talyuhu, not Talyuha V'Kaddish, but Talyuhu V'Kaddish. So the Meiri says, Yiroeli Gamkein. Even if he's going through the marriage, ho umitoch ones amar kein, he didn't really have any alternative. Ein kiddushav kiddusha. The Miri says there's no reason to distinguish between the man and the woman. Okay, before we continue, now go back to the Rambam. Ein isha miskadeshes ela l'ritzona. Hamakadesh isha ba'al korcha, eina mekudeshet. Paskins like Marba Ravashi. Abo ha'ish ansuhu ad shekidesh bal korcho harezo mekudeshet. The Rambam distinguishes between the woman and the man. The Ravid, last three lines in the paragraph, Amar Avraham, v'hu sheyomar rotzadi. So we have over here three shitas. According to the Meiri, his opinion is, just like the woman, Talyuhu v'kaddish, we pass like Marba Ravashi, so also by the man. It's the same thing. Mitoch ones, ein kedushav kedusha. One second. If we're dealing with the Rambam, he says kedushav kedusha. According to the Ravid, we say kedushav kedusha if he says the words rotsani. And we, after, when he's about to say Arim Kudesh, we ask him, rotsata? And he says rotsani. Then, even though we know that he's being forced, but he says those words, that's enough. So the Meiri now goes ahead to explain these shitas. First shita, his own shita, he says, V'chein mitzatiha, acharkach l'gedolei, provancia, v'chibureihem. In the classic edition of Meiri, the parentheses over here says this is the Baal Ha'itur. The Baal Ha'itur and the Meiri both hold that we compare the woman to the husband. V'lo'od ela sheledati, even according to Amemar, Hasamhu, the Shakle Zuze. By the woman we could have two deos. Vakol Shiesham the Sinas Maos and Omer Magavunse Gomri Makne. Kamoshamru Vitayu Vizavin Vitayu Vizavin Amru Tayu Viyahivlo Amru. Namely that even Amemar, who says that by a woman we're gonna say Tayu of a Kardash Kedushim Kedushin, by the man though. That's unique halacha by the woman, because the woman is receiving money. She's like the person who's selling an object and receiving money. There we could say, agav unse gama umakne, that there was a level of gemuras das. But when you're not losing, when you're not getting anything, you're just giving, then lo amru. If I'm being coerced to give something as a gift, then that gift doesn't get off the ground. In other words, and so over here, the man is giving. He's not receiving. And so the man, even if the woman, we want to say that she is mekudeshet, by the man, there would no be kedusha. He's not receiving. This is the Raivid. That if he says rotza ani, he'll be mekudeshet. That we have this concept of rotza ani. Va'af gedolei ha-machabrim, who is gedolei ha-machabrim in the Miri, the Rambam? Af gedolei ha-machabrim, kosu behedya, ishansu v'kidesh kedusha kedusha. Okay? Va'af gedolei ha-magim, risi shemodim bakisham rotzadi. That's the Raivid. Okay, in any case, we have over here basically three shitos. We have the Meiri says that the Meiri says that when a man is being forced, then there is no kedushin. The Rambam says when a man is being forced, then there is kedushin, and the Ravid says when a man is being forced and he says rotza ani, then there is kedushin. Okay. So,
yes.
The Ravid says that if he says rotza ani, that there is kedushin. Yeah, he says for husha my rotza ani. He agrees with the Rambam on the condition of rotza ani. So let's just try and fit it into our, again, the Meiri brings in many other, but just in terms of our structure. If we're working off of the Taz, Balei HaTosfos, and Rashi in Kedushin, that the reason that a woman requires das is because there's a din of das makne. Right? What would we say about the husband?
Why would the husband need das?
Would we need das on the side of the husband? Also, l'chora, the moment that we're dealing with the world of makna and kone, if we're dealing with the world of mechira, of acquisition, we require das. And then, l'chora, whatever we say by the woman, we should say by the husband. If we say by the woman that she's mekudeshet, so by the husband she'd be mekudeshet. By the woman she's not mekudeshet. By the husband would not be mekudeshet. Whatever we're going to say by the woman, by the husband, because it's the same deal. It's the same disrat. So we're dealing over here with the same level of kinyan. If we say that we're dealing, according to the Meiri, with that by the woman we require das because we don't want her to be hefker, does that necessarily apply to the husband? Not necessarily. In other words, the woman her being forced into it can create a whole culture. By the husband, this would be an unusual situation, not necessarily. If we're working off of the Yotza V'Hayisa, the Rashi in Yevamos, that the woman, in order to create issues, requires a certain level of das. Does the husband also require that level of das? Maybe yes, maybe no. It could be the woman is turning to an ashes ish. Her status is changing. The husband is not changed at all. Right? In other words, he was a gever, he's still a gever. He now has an ashes ish. In other words, to create issues, from her perspective, she is changing. Maybe that requires v'yatzav ahayis, a unique level of das, above and beyond. But by the husband, maybe you just require a regular das makne, and tayu v'zavin zvinei zvinei. That's an open question. So, you know, it could very well be that the question of the husband would be tavoi in what approach we're taking. If we're viewing this as an acquisition, we would compare the husband to the wife. If we're viewing this as a creation of ishus, in other words, not necessarily. If we're viewing this as a Shalayu Benot Yisrael Hefker, not necessarily that we connect the two. Where would the Rotza Ani come in? Where do we find Rotza Ani? Where do we find this requirement of Rotza Ani? We find it in Gittin and one other place. Anyone have an idea? Korbanos. Very good. In Gittin and Korbanos. In Korbanos, we have a pasuk. They usually be makriv, luritzono. If you promise, you make a neder, that you're going to bring a korban, Bezdin will force you to bring the korban. I, it says luritzono. It says kofen oso ad shioma rotzani. That's by a korban. And also by a get. How do you know by a get that there's a din of luritzono? By the husband. A husband has to give a get. Because the Gemara says, under certain circumstances, he doesn't give a get. He doesn't want to. So we force him. He has to be luritzono, says the Gemara. Kofen oso ad shioma rotzani. How do you know that a get requires rotzani? That's the Shema. What's the Svara?
I mean, if he has to have written, otherwise it's a Zuya.
If it's.
Yes?
I guess if you wanted to say that it's a kingdom like anything else, then just like any of his property, no. Then the Gemara in Bava Basra.
The Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Geirushin, the Rambam says in Hilchos Geirushin, Perak Al HaChadeiz, the Pasuk says, V'im lo timtza chen ve'enav, melame chena megaresh ela biritzono, v'im nizgarsha shelo biritzono, eina megureshes. The rabbi learns that out from simply the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Im lo timtza chen be'inav, because of lasefer krisus v'nasan biyada." That has to be his ratzon. Okay, so rabbi. So we have these two places. Nowhere else in the Torah you require ratzon. You require rotzani. You require, we pointed out, in many cases das, but not ratzon. Why would the rabbi toss the ratzon over here? V'hu shama rotzani. From the world, right. In other words, he would understand that this world of Gittin relates to the world of Ishus, the same way that, in other words, that there would be a minimum of Rotzani. Okay, so this is what we have over here in terms of the Gemara that follows through from the Mishnah. Again, basically, the Hakira that we have is the Kesef Kinyan of Ishus. Are we dealing with an extension from Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephron conceptually? Do we have an acquisition? Or no, it's just the form, but not the content. And the term Kinyan is really a borrowed Kinyan, and we have over here this whole new world of creating Ishus. And this works its way down into how to understand where the Isurim fall in. Is the Isurim part of the package deal, or is the Isurim that which comes about Mamela? Haret Mekudeshetli? Mezumenetli, miyuchedetli, I'm acquiring you, and then the Yisurim come in, or no, harevu kudeshetli, this is the package deal that we have over here of Ishus. So Tosas pulled it in one direction, the Meiri pulls it in the other direction. When we move over to the concept of Das, so again, we have the two Lashonos of Rashi, one pulls us to the world of Das Makne, one pulls us to the world of V'yatza V'hayisa, to the world of Ishus, and Yitachen, the Nafkamina, would be Toyuhu V'Kaddish, where we have two deos in the Amorayim. Is it compared to Mecher, or is it unique? And then, the issue is, what about the Ish? So again, if we're dealing off of the world of acquisition, there's very little room why we would distinguish between a man and a woman. Whatever we say, if a Maimer would say by a woman, it would work. So, by a man it would work. Rabbi Rashi said by a woman it wouldn't work. So by a man it wouldn't work. It would be hainu hach. If we're dealing off of v'yatza v'hayisa, then there's room to distinguish between a woman and a man. And then the Ravid simply points out that if in the world of get we have a concept of rotzani, yitachen that that's going to work its way also into the concept of kedusha. But not necessarily. But that kind of is what the Ravid said. If you want to see Achrona Shetorah on the sugya, so there is a sefer called Kuntrasei Shiurim of the Shiurim of Rav Gustman. Rav Gustman had a yeshiva here in Yerushalayim, Netzach Yisrael, and he was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant individual, and his Shiurim are hafochba, the tremendous amount, you don't have to agree with the Sfaris, etc., but the tremendous, tremendous amount of lumdus in them, so in his Simon Gimel he has on this issue of Midaita Inshul and Midaita Lo. Beseder. Okay, so we're now going to move over into a totally different manner. Since we have over here a sugya which is medayik in every word of the Mishnah, and b'chlal, when do we use zohar? When do you use nekevo? When do you use derech? When do you use davar? Etc. etc. So the Gemara moves over into the world of shmita, and into the world of neter revai. And so we're going to get a little bit involved in shmita and neter revai, and then we'll come back to kedushin. When we hit the two dots on Gimel Bar Aleph. So if you could learn the Gemara from where we left off, from Umayi Iri the Tani Shalosh until Shema Mino and Daf Gimel Amad Aleph with Rashi, you could learn over here the little Tosfos, the short Tosfos on Daf Beis Amad Beis. They're pretty straightforward, like the Tosfos above. And then what we're going to do with in Shir is basically the Tosfos on the bottom of Beis Amad Beis. Okay, so the latter half of the morning in Yitz Hashem on Yom Rishon. The Seder. Okay.
We should do the
what?